This is Hafsa and Amina Rahman with our J-Core Audio Journal. This week, we want to talk about how we got into being citizen journalists and doing this project specifically. So last year in May, we participated in a community panel for a listen session with NPR Illinois about our Muslim community.
Yeah, I remember last year when we were asked to do this project, and it was a little bit intimidating. But in the end, it was very informative. It was great to see the final product after the editing, where they moved around different pieces of the conversation so that it flowed better. And so it created a concise work. And then I remember Randy and Michelle spoke to you about opportunities in citizen journalism.
Yes. So I approached Randy and Michelle about how I wanted to go into journalism possibly for college. And I was able to talk to them a little. And unfortunately, then I wasn't able to participate immediately. Over the winter, Randy reached out to us and told us about this opportunity to create this mini series about our community.
Yeah, I can share also, I think initially we were both a little intimidated because we don't have journalism training. And it felt like a huge responsibility and something that we were not prepared for. But one of the things that I think really helped us a lot is having, obviously, the mentorship of Randy and Priyanka and some other people at the station, but also just being part of a cohort, hearing from other journalists who are working on their pieces and some of the challenges they encountered. They work together to suggest ways in which they can address those issues and problems in order to get that story that they're trying to get or get that comment from somebody. That was really beneficial, in addition to so much help provided and support provided by Randy and Priyanka, from learning editing to learning about journalism, how to build the structure of the story, how we can push the items we want to investigate and get more information. It was really such a great learning experience. And I think that if anybody wants to take on this kind of challenge and represent their community or some area of the community that people don't know about, it's such a great opportunity to get those stories out there in a way that somebody who is experienced as a journalist but may not know enough about that particular story or community, they may not be able to fully represent the story as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree that it's become easier and a little less daunting as we've gone on in this project. But definitely at the beginning, to me, it was like, why are they asking a high schooler to contribute to this, even though I have no journalism experience? But as I've gotten to work with Randy and Priyanka and others, it's been very helpful to see that I have certain skills already, being able to expand on them and put them towards finding this journalism story in our own community to be able to share more in-depth things with others that they may not know about. And it's been a really interesting process. I'm really glad we got to be a part of it.
Another aspect that I want to point out about citizen journalism is that in the past, when we had media requests for our community, it's already hard to get people to go public with their opinions or with their speech. A lot of people are really hesitant because they're like, oh, you're already doing it. Why do you need me to comment? It's been great, too, to encourage community members to want to express themselves and want to put their ideas and their voices out there, because a lot of people have unique perspectives. When we get to hear those unique voices and unique perspectives, it really grows our understanding of our own community. And definitely as an outsider to any community, it really gives us a lot more perspective that we can understand and bridge those gaps, find a lot of commonality together for things that we want to work on. And I really hope that there's people out there in Springfield who hear this and ask themselves, hey, I wonder if I could do this.
That's all for our audio journal this week. Stay tuned for our final episodes, the last few audio journals. Thank you.